Yeah, let's get started.
In public. Because I don't think we have a big problem. We just have some options here. We have to see what we want to do. But yeah, they couldn't get any paperwork out for the last 48 hours because... let's resume, please, and take up item 1182, please.
Mount Tabor meeting announcement.
Commissioner Fish and Fritz.
Fritz.
Thank you very much, Mayor Hales. I mean, yes, Mayor Hales, I got it right. I'm flustered here. 2 years in, we're good. So the purpose.
If we can keep Fish and Fritz straight, we'll be doing fine.
I know. So the purpose of this item is a presentation. We just want the public to know about public meetings that Portland Parks and Recreation and the Water Bureau are partnering with, as promised, on November 18th and December 10th. To discuss the future of the Mount Tabor reservoirs, and if I might ask the park staff to please come forward. So this is an informational item for both council and those watching at home so that everybody knows that the opportunity for a more thorough presentation and for public input is first at these two public meetings, and then Commissioner Fish and I will bring back our an action item before council to suggest what might happen to the reservoirs after they are no longer used for potable water.
Good afternoon. Thank you. I'm Brett Horner. I'm the planning manager at Portland Parks and happy to provide this information today. So as Commissioner Fritz announced, we will be engaging the public next week on some options at Mount Tabor with the future of the reservoirs. And before you, what you see are some graphic images of some options. And we've kind of outlined three options that we want public input on. One would be this first option here, which would be pretty much keeping the reservoirs the way they look today. So we would be keeping water within the reservoirs. They would look very similar to what they do today, although they would not be performing water function. And the second option would be what we feel may be a little bit lower cost option than operating them with water, and that would be to just drain the reservoirs, and they would remain empty. And that's concept number two. And there are certain ongoing costs even involved with keeping them in that state. And then option three would be let's think about something else for the future. And what we're showing here is a process, something that resulted out of a process in 2003, which was what goes on top. And that was when the Tabor reservoirs were going to be covered. And there was an opportunity to look at what would go on top of those covered reservoirs. This is the Gustafson-Guthrie-Nickel design, which was a result of a design competition. And you can see through the small images on the screen what that may look like. And you'll see that water was a basic function in each of the three reservoirs at Mount Tabor, but there were experiences for people to actually walk through some of the reservoirs in certain ways and to experience them in more of a park-like setting. Subsequent to this design process, the reservoirs were designated as historic. And so what you see here in front of you today would obviously need to go through Landmarks Commission. If it was something that the community and the city would like to pursue, it would need to go through a process, a new design process, and also find available funding to implement it. So those are the three options we'll be presenting, and it's not to say that this is the only third option. There could be other ideas for reuse of the reservoirs, and those would be taken at the public meetings that we're scheduling. So I'm going to pull up the image of what we've sent out and advertised to the public, and again, the meeting is on the 18th. We'll be at Warner Pacific College at 6:30 p.m., and my staff from Water and from Parks will be there, as well as, I believe, our two commissioners. Are there any questions?
I have just a question. And each of the slides you have, it has in the bottom right an estimated cost, actually a comment. So we'll have a chance to talk about that at the forum, but just so that people are clear that there is a cost that you've associated with each of these options, but the council has not even begun the conversation about who would pay what. So these are estimates of what the cost would be, but it would ultimately be the council who decides where we find the money to pay for it, out of which pot, and et cetera. So that it's self-evident, but I wanted to, we're not committing parks or water or anyone else. That would ultimately be a council decision.
And to clarify, thank you for pointing that out, Commissioner Fish. We know we have to stop using the reservoirs for drinking water by the federal mandate, and that's the process that the Water Bureau has been leading to go through the land use review to do the routing around of the piping so that we comply with the federal mandate. That process, that construction is included in the forecast for the water rates. There is no funding other than the funding for this public process, which Commissioner Fish and I put in both last year's and this year's budget to make sure that we could have a robust community discussion about the potential future of the reservoirs. There's no identified funding for how they would be managed. The first step is to find out what the community wants to see there, and that's what we're doing in this process. Then the next, depending on what the outcome of that is, and that's why we're doing it now in November and December, Commissioner Fish and or I would be putting in a request in the city's budget as to whether Water Bureau, Parks Bureau, whomever might be responsible for any costs. But the very first step is to find out what the community wants to see there.
I really appreciate your statement of it because it's much more eloquent and comprehensive than mine. So I appreciate that. And the other thing, Commissioner Fritz, just so the community understands, these two forums are scheduled to talk about the future of the reservoirs. And this is not actually the time to come to object to compliance with the LT2 rules. This is exclusively to hear the public about what they want us to do with the reservoirs once they're formally disconnected. And I think it's important people know that so that they don't come under false pretenses.
Right. And as your staff and the Water Bureau have elegantly set it up, should the federal government change their mandate as a review as a result of the Environmental Protection Agency review of the rules in 2016, the Water Bureau has set it up so that the disconnection process could be reversed. So that's another reason why discussing the underlying issue of whether we should disconnect the reservoirs or not is not on the table at these public meetings. Of course, people will come and say whatever they want about whatever they want to talk about, but the focus is let's all talk about what do we want to see in Mount Tabor Park as the future of the reservoirs.
Well, we at the Water Bureau, we really appreciate the chance to partner with you on this, and this will not be the first time we've gone to the community to talk about this issue, and we look forward to getting community feedback on what the future of these reservoirs will be, and we appreciate, Brett, your good work as well.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brett. Thank you both for taking this out to the community. So look forward to hearing back.
If anybody wants any more information or to look in detail at what was shown on the slides, it is posted on the Parks Bureau's website.
Okay.
We also have a FAQ that we're going to be posting because we know folks are going to have a lot of questions.
Thanks very much.
Good.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's